Hello, my name is Joe. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. If not, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, this is Dr. Lett in Selma. I was calling this to talk to someone. We're trying to set up a COVID test place in Selma, and we are interested in knowing how to get that started.
All right, so you're trying to set up a COVID. Will it be COVID testing or vaccines?
Vaccine. We want to be able to administer the vaccine because so many people are complaining that I don't think they got but one or two places that's out of the community, and the people that really need it are not getting it because it's not available to them.
Yes, sir.
I know they're doing one at the hospital, but they ain't going out. My people, they're not going to go out there. And then the ones that it just, I don't know if you understand me, but we just got to do something for people that are indigent and who are black and at the highest risk, and just the average person walking the street. And we've identified the locations and things that we do, and we got nurses and people who have volunteered saying that they want to do it and help us out with this. And so, but I'm just trying to. I can't do it unless the state gives us the okay to do it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes, sir. So
I'm trying to see who I talk to. I'm trying to see how do I need to get this going if I can get it.
Yes, sir. Now, what you're going to have to do, sir, is go on our website, which is the Alabama Department of Public Health .org, and I think they will have some information on there about setting up sites for to get the vaccines.
Is it AlabamaPublicHealth.org?
Yeah, it's the Alabama Department .org.
Oh, is that G-O-V?
No, sir, it's O-R-G. Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there one I can talk to that can help me out on that? The computer ain't going to tell me.
Yes, sir, you're right, and I definitely understand what you're saying. However, I only have limited information. Now, I don't have, hardly any, little to any information on setting up a site to administer the vaccine.
Well, that's why I wanted to try to talk to somebody. I'm sure if there's an office I can call. Somebody over there, it shouldn't be just somebody over there. I know what to do and know what to say and tell me yeah or nay or don't do this or don't do that.
They don't have any sites over in Selma now where you can go and get the vaccine.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. They got a site, but it's a limited site. I think it's
gotcha.
The wireless site.
Yes,
and
sir.
And people ain't going out there. That's my point. We got a place identified right here in the heart of town where people know and can get there.
Yes, sir.
They ain't gonna get no coverage.
Yes, sir. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. But yes, sir, you would have to just go to that website let me see. I'm on the website. I'm trying to do vaccination updates and hotline. Let's see, it's putting everything in place to distribute and administer vaccines as quickly as possible. Yeah, I was trying. Let's see here. Benefits. Resources. I don't know. I don't think that would be it either. But yeah, you would have to just go to that website, sir, and just research the website. I do apologize.
Okay. Well, do you have an office number for that number, Public Health?
No, sir. I don't have an office number directly, no. Unfortunately, I don't.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Now, it does say it's here beginning February the 8th, people 65 or older and additional groups of critical workers will be eligible to get the vaccine. I do know starting this next Monday, they did change, from 75. And now they got it down to 65. Let me see. Vaccine status planning. It was, because I remember reading this on this website that day about how you can, let's see, please do not call your local hospital directly to set up an appointment. Let's see, if you would like general information about COVID-19. Now, here go a number, sir, that may be useful to you. I can't guarantee that it is, but I got a phone number that you can just jot down and maybe call them to see.
Okay. What is it?
This number is 1-800-270-7268.
Okay, I do my best.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry, sir, that I couldn't have been better help for you. I do apologize for that. But again,
Public Health Board, you say, right?
I'm sorry to say that time.
AlabamaPublicHealth.org.
Yes, sir. I'm fixing to give you those websites again. I hope I've been able to help. I know I wanted much help. I do apologize. But you can always visit these following websites, which is the Alabama Department of Public Health.org. And then you can also visit the CDC's website. And that website is cdc.gov, okay?
All right,
sir. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
Do you think it'll just do me any good just to call directly to the state health officer's office and see?
It may will. I'm not going to tell you that it's not, and I'm not going to tell you that it is, because I really don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just do apologize for that, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and you stay safe,
right.
Okay?
All right.
Bye-bye.